If you're tired of feeling stuck in project management, or I should say your project management journey, and want to stand out from the crowd, the resumes, the promotions, then this episode is an absolute must watch. In this game-changing strategy approach to the CAPM certification, we're not just sharing the basic here. You know we don't do basic. We do tips and tricks where we're going to do a deep dive on some proven techniques and insider secrets that only if you were a project manager or lived this project management life, you get where I'm going with this. But anyway, family, I want to transform your mindset from a CAPM novice to a project management rock star. If you're new to the channel, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means that I have an 8-point framework. In these 8 points, my goal, my job, my mission is to unpack today's title, which is entitled, How Do You Get the Most Out of Your Certified Associate in Project Management, or what we call CAPM. You mind if I share a story with you, family? The reason why this came about is because of the fact that I see a lot of people that are going after their CAPM or have already obtained or may recently have just obtained their CAPM. And what I notice is the same thing that I did what was wrong. And I want to share those with you. And these are things that you won't even see people share a lot, because it's not that it's embarrassing. It's the fact that they're like, why didn't I think about it? And then at that point, they moved on and probably forgot about it. But for me, I remember this because it was painful. What do you mean, ED? What is the story about? Where are you going with this? What I am saying is that a lot of times when you're going after your CAPM, what is your game plan? What happens when you get your CAPM? Okay, congratulations, you got it. What's next? What should have you been doing in between as you were going after your CAPM? That is what we're going to unpack today. Meaning, as you're going after your CAPM, or even if you have your CAPM, what can you do now so you can ensure your success later? So my very first point, family, is let's celebrate you. Let's celebrate you, because I want to celebrate you because I know the journey, what it looks like to go after your CAPM, because it's not as easy as people make it seem. You know, they always say the PMP is extremely hard and the CAPM, oh, that's just a walk in the park because you have to just memorize things. It's just not that easy. And for those that are currently in the process and those that really respected the process, they understand that it wasn't as easy as well. So first of all, I really truly want to celebrate you. First, I want to celebrate you because you are on this journey. Second, I want to celebrate you of those who've already obtained their CAPM. But once you do obtain it, you want to be able to post this in your network, you know, in your LinkedIn network, let employers, you know, let future employers know. Demonstrate with stakeholders your commitment to actual project management excellence. Ensure the very first thing that you want to do is update your resume, your LinkedIn profile, your email signature as well. And also, if you talk about anything socially, put it on your social media as well. All right, let's move into point number two. Point number two, set clear goals. Message. Listen, family, if you're new to the channel, anytime that I say message, that means this is something important. This is something you want to lock in. This is something that you want to grab you a piece of pen or a piece of pen. This is who you want to grab a pen and a piece of paper and write this out. If you don't have a pen, go get a pencil. If you don't have a pencil, go get a crayon. I don't care. Just rewind this part back here if you don't remember. But seriously, family, point number two is set clear career goals. Family, when I was going after my CAPM, I didn't have a clear goal. Only goal that I had, well, that's not true, because I did have a clear goal. It was get my CAPM. But looking back at this, this is what I wish I would have done. I don't have any regrets, but I want to help the next person that is actually either going after their CAPM or currently or, you know, just recently got it within the last 6 months to a year. Very first thing you want to be able to do is understand what do you, why are you going after this cap and what is it going to do to you? And this is what I'm going to challenge you with. I'm going to challenge you with the video that I did yesterday, a live that I did where I talked about the five whys. I'll unpack that real quick. When you say, I'm going after my cap M, I'm going to say, why? Well, I'm going after my cap M because I want to be able to find a better job. Why? Because I want to be able to make more money. Why? Because I want to be able to take care of my family. Why? You see where I'm going? So that's the five why, because the whole purpose of these five whys is to get to the, really, what are you actually doing this for? Like, because I'm gonna be honest with you. During this journey, you're going to have some challenges. There's going to be life maybe may interrupt you. You may interrupt yourself by saying, you know, I don't even know if it's worth it. So I ask of you, family, if you to define a short term and a long term goal. So again, short term and long term career goal in project management, and determine how the CAPM certification aligns with these objectives. Update again, I already said it earlier, but I'm going to keep reiterating this. Update your LinkedIn profile. Understand if you have anything that you, another thing, start making a portfolio of your work. Now, there may be some things you're not unable to share because of company or organizational policies, but you want to get in a place where you're able to actually do that. And then from there, what you want to be able to do is start creating a career roadmap. It doesn't have to be nothing fancy. It could be a piece of paper where it says, hey, these are the five things I want to accomplish this quarter or this year, and really go after those things. Here's another tip. Because I want to make sure you get the best here, family. You know I want to over deliver. I want to disrupt. We already know I'm trying to disrupt project management in a healthy way to help people that I'm just pulling back the curtain, as they would say, so you can see what is actually going on. Okay, here we go. Here's a really crucial tip. Start researching job listings and career paths of successful project managers in your industry to understand a couple things here, family. Skills, experiences, and any additional certifications that may be valuable for you in this career path that you've chosen. Because as we know, project management is you can work in so many different industries, and that's what I love about it. All right, family, let's move on to point number three. Point number three, you just need to understand the CAPM certification. What are the benefits? A lot of times what I see people do when they go after the CAPM, they don't even look at the CAPM handbook, or they don't even look at the exam content outline. It baffles me because PMI is literally saying, hey, this is what is going to be on the test, but you have to read it. You know, it's really a good tool to use. So go on to PMI.org, look up CAPM information. You'll be able to pull that. If you don't know where it is, put it in a comment. I'll personally get the link for you if you don't know how to find it or where it's at, because I want to make sure that I can serve you in a way to have the best success for yourself. So again, read the CAPM handbook, familiarize yourself with the certification requirements, exam content outline, as well as the recertification process, because sometimes you'll forget that, okay, I got to recertify in so many years, and things like that. And here's a really good tip. One of the things that I did was, and I'm not as active as I should be, but attend a PMI chapter meeting or webinar to learn from certified professionals so you can gain some insights, or you can just tune in with your boy here. You know I'm gonna take care of you. If there's a video you're looking for, or episode, I should say, that you're looking for, hey, send me a message. You know how to get a hold of me. Let's move on to point number four. Develop soft skills. You know, I said I'm going to go out and find a new word for soft skills, but really you want to be able to improve or enhance your soft skills, such as communication, leadership, problem solving, conflict resolution, teamwork. And these are all critical for project management success, because projects are led and driven by people. And so anytime when people are in the place, you're going to have different opinions of different things. You're going to have different ways people would like to be communicated to. You're going to have different leadership styles that you're going to have to deal with. So what I recommend to you, here's another tip. Practice applying your soft skills in various project management scenarios, such as leading a team meeting, resolving conflicts, or even just presenting to stakeholders just to see kind of what the feedback is. Because again, family, this is all practice. You want to get as much practice as you can, especially when you get your CAPM. Sometimes you start as a project coordinator. Other times you could be a project manager and you just wanted to get your CAPM as a stepping stone to the next thing, which is the PMP. However, you want to be able to practice these things and so you can become actually go to the next level. Let's move on to point number five. Message. I'm sorry, we're having a lot of messages here, family. But listen, honestly, apply CAPM knowledge in your work. I was just reading something earlier today. I forgot the name of it or whatever, but it was something that was very powerful that I want to download to you right now. They said a lot of times people will consume a lot of information and not apply it. And that's why I always say, you know, when people say, yeah, knowledge is a power, and I just shake my head and I said, no, that's not true. I said applied knowledge is power. So I challenge you, family, to apply the knowledge you're learning or have learned regarding the CAPM. Listen, look for opportunities where you can do this in your current role, or go and volunteer at a particular for a particular opportunity. And sometimes people take volunteering. I'm going to touch on that later on. But seriously, family, identify areas in your work where you can implement CAPM concepts, tools, techniques, such as creating a project charter, developing a WBS, or what we call a work breakdown structure. And also one of another big artifacts is a risk assessment. So again, family, find ways that you can practice this, because just think about this. If you're getting ready to take the CAPM, and you just start practicing the things that you learn, when you are taking the CAPM, it's going to make more sense. It's going to click for you. So I recommend that you apply your CAPM knowledge in your work. Let's move on to point number six. Point number six, seek mentorship opportunities. Listen, family, by me getting a mentor, a coach, and a trainer, it is really I've really found a shortcut. Now, when I identify a shortcut, I am not talking about taking a shortcut because I don't want to do the work. No. I am talking about a shortcut in which I have an opportunity to learn from somebody that has already been through of where I am going. Does that make sense? Okay, you don't like that one. How about this? Getting a mentor allows me to see where my blind spots are compared to me going alone in the journey. So when you work with a mentor and they get to know you, and then they start being able to understand some of your blind spots, they'll also be able to guide you when you say, hey, you know, thinking about applying for this opportunity. Great. And you get the interview, and then they say, hey, let's do a mock interview together, and I'm going to be extremely hard on you, because if I'm hard on you when you walk into the interview, if it's a soft interview, then this is going to be easy. And also, let me position you to give you the right questions. So this is mentorship, getting feedback, getting guidance, getting constructive criticism. You need this when you're making the decision to actually get in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. Let's move on to point number seven. Point number seven, listen, this is one of the things I always recommend. I say, if I would have done this differently, I would have, after I finished my CAPM, I would have just started studying very light, but started studying the PMP. So point number seven is pursue the PMP certification. Listen, one of the things after you get your CAPM, if you have the qualifications to sit and pass the PMP, I would get started right away. I wouldn't put it off. I wouldn't wait. This again, if you have the qualifications to apply to get the PMP. Why do I say that? Because you're already in study mode. You're already focused and locked in. So being able to ride that success of sitting and passing your CAPM, I'll say just get started and start studying for your PMP if this is the way where you want your career to go. If not, then hey, again, congratulations to you. So I challenge you, family, to do, as soon as you finish your CAPM, to start the process. And if you don't qualify, because I know people are out there like, well, hey, I only got a year of experience of project management, or even less than a year, I wouldn't even qualify for the PMP right now. again, I would recommend to you, as part of that plan that we talked about, that career plan, I would start saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to work, since there's 10 knowledge areas, I'm going to work on a knowledge area each day. Knowledge area integration, knowledge area scope, and knowledge area time. So all I'm saying is study slowly while you're learning the information, so that way by the time when you're ready a couple years or 2 or 3 years out, as they say, you'll hit the ground running, because you've been studying, not as aggressive as you was with the Cap M, but now that you've been studying over time, when you really lock in to study and spend more time with it, you won't be so far. It won't feel like you're starting over from scratch. So again, pursue your PMP certification if you qualify for it. And point number 8, volunteer for project management roles. Every time I bring that up and talk about it, I think to myself now, I think sometimes we get caught up in volunteering, meaning, oh, I'm going to go volunteer for somebody. No, what I'm saying is, if you work for a corporation, organization, or whatever, see if you can connect. If they have a project management office, see if you can connect with the director or whoever is over the PMO, and ask them, hey, is it possible that I could volunteer on some projects, and say, this is the bandwidth that I have as far as, and this is, I'm just being honest with you, family, this may cost you something, and it's going to cost you something, meaning that you may have to give up your lunch, or you may have to come in earlier and work, you know, an hour before your actual shift or what you're supposed to be doing starts, or an hour afterwards. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. If someone came to me and I am the PMO, I'm over a PMO, and I have someone that is pursuing their CAPM or already has their CAPM and they want to go from a project coordinator to project manager, I'm going to work with them and say, listen, you can volunteer by, hey, could you work with that project manager? And what I'm going to ask of you is these things, or what are some of the things you feel like you want to work on? And so you want to work. The thing about this, family, I don't want you to get it confused of, that is the proper way to do it. I know a lot of times you want to go outside the organization, but being able to go inside the organization, especially if you've been there, it's an easier opportunity because they know of you in some sort, and then they'll see your ambition and going to want to say, you know what, we want to help this person get to that next level of project management. I got 2 bonuses for you, and then I'm gone. Bonus number 1. Contribute to the project management community. This is exactly what I'm doing here. I make a lot of content around project management. Why do I do that? First of all, because I love it. Second of all, I really want to help those that when I was coming up in this thing called project management, there wasn't the content of some of the content out there that wasn't that great. And what I mean, it wasn't that great. They talked about the artifacts, the more of the theory stuff, where here, I try to keep it balanced, but I really more or less talk about real life, meaning when I'm telling you, hey, before you take your CAPM, have a plan of once you get your CAPM, how are you going to go after looking for jobs? How many job opportunities are looking for someone with a CAPM? These are the type of things that I was just blind at. Like, I was like, oh, I got my CAPM, and I was so excited. I was like, oh, okay, now what's next? I should have had those answers to the question of what's next, meaning was I going to stay at the organization that I'm currently at, or did I plan on leaving once I got my CAPM? And then again, to the community, Magnetic Project Manager. I have 2 more books that are coming, The Magnetic PMO as well as The Magnetic Apprentice. The Magnetic Apprentice is really around helping someone that is new to this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. These are 2 books that I've been working on that should be dropping extremely soon. And if you're interested, drop a comment and say interested. Anyway, going back to contributing to the project management community, this is just very important of being able to give back to those that poured into you. Phil, shout out to you. Scott, shout out to you. These are people that poured into me as I was going after my PMP, as I was going after my CAPM, and just all my mentors around project management in general. So again, family, you want to be able to do that and give back. Here's my last and final bonus. Don't stop. Trust the journey. Listen, I don't know how many people I've seen start and stop going after their CAPM. I don't know how many people I've seen after they got their CAPM they felt stuck. They felt like they didn't accomplish anything. And I don't want that for you. I want you to trust the journey. If you really want to stick with this thing called project management, go after your PMP. If you don't want to go after your PMP, fine. But understand what your game plan is, so that way you're not disappointed or you feel some kind of way. Because sometimes we can beat ourselves up because we felt it should have been more excitement, more balloons and everything. But I digress. Point I'm trying to make, family, is the ability to be able to focus on what are my next steps in this journey. And you may not get them right. It's not up to you to get them right. It's up to you to make a decision. And then once you go through that decision, say, okay, that's not it. All right, we'll be adaptable and have agility. We'll just pivot. So please, family, when you take on this journey, don't stop. Trust the journey. I know it's a long journey when you're going after your Cap M. I know some people have been able to get their Cap M in 48 hours or 1 week, but I know that's not you. And that's not how you want to do it. You know, you want to be able to understand and digest the information, so again, you can apply the information to your job. Here's my three closing remarks. Set clear career goals. I said that before, family, the importance of being able to set clear career goals, meaning updating your resume, updating your LinkedIn profile, understanding, doing a job search to see, hey, what is the price point for someone with a Cap M that has X amount? Do your homework and make a decision. If already have these decisions lined up when you sit and pass your test, if you, the organization you're at, are you going to stay or are you going to leave? Point number two, apply your Cap M knowledge in your work. That's what, you remember what I said earlier? They said, well, knowledge is a power, and knowledge is power. And knowledge is not power. Applied knowledge is power. So again, look for opportunities where you can apply what you've been learning during your journey and after your journey. And then the final and final thing is seek mentorship opportunity. Family, this is going to be imperative. It's going to be important. It's going to be dire that you get you a mentor that can assist you along your journey. I truly hope you enjoyed today's episode. I enjoy delivering it today. Thank you for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly. Anytime you leave me a comment, anytime you hit like or subscribe to the channel or listen to the podcast, I'm so humbled and grateful, because I started at this probably a year ago of putting peer project management content out. So I'm super grateful to you guys. I think I want to do like a grateful show where we just hang out and you come on the live if you want to and ask me questions. So I'm still working through those kinks. But again, I truly appreciate you. I hope you guys have a great and amazing day. Until next time, you know my slogan. I'm out.